I'm plugged in.
So let me go ahead and get y'all tapped in with this nigga Young Thug. Or should I call this nigga Jeffrey? I don't know. This nigga's name last month was Sex. But anyway, that's besides the point. Young Thug, I'm gonna need you to stay clear and out of the streets, my nigga. Because apparently, Jeffrey, aka Young Thugger, has been hit with an 8 felony charge. So last September, Young Thug, he was pulled over. You know, they caught him with a gun. He got drug charges. Apparently there was hydrocodone, weed, and codeine. Just last month, he was caught up again with a firearm possession. Listen, these rap dudes got too much to lose. You seen Kodak just got out. Bobby Shmurda's still in jail. 6ix9ine might be on his way to jail soon. You guys got way too much to lose, my nigga. Like, way too much to lose. We understand y'all got it and y'all can probably just get bailed out or whatever. But listen, man, like, you guys got cult fans, you guys got a following, and you just want to throw the shit all away? Like, stop living this real shit. You are in the rap game. You're a rapper. You're supposed to evolve. That's one thing I respect about T.I., because T.I. was a super general. You feel me? Still is, and I still look at him the same way, but he just has evolved more as a realist. It's gonna come a time and a place where that happens for people like Young Thug, people like 6ix9ine, people like, you know, the motherfuckers that stay in trouble. Young Thug hasn't been in a lot of trouble lately, but I'm pretty sure he knew that this shit was gonna catch up with him. A black man with a gun possession in America, and you make it out alive, that's a blessing. I mean, Joel Santana not too long ago had a gun in an airport. T-Pain literally just got caught with a gun in an airport recently, but he got off because it was confirmed that it wasn't, it was his, but it was confirmed that it wasn't really supposed to be there. And it came to find out a mistake, somebody misunderstood, and there was some kind of mistake that happened, and so that's how that all went down. But look, Young Thug, I'm gonna need you to stay clear from the popos, my nigga. I'm not a huge fan of Young Thug, but I fuck with him because I'm a huge hip-hop fan, and that's how we do. You know, we're going to keep y'all plugged in with way more. Stay tuned, and I'll keep this story, I'll keep y'all plugged in with this story as it pops up. I'm plugged in.